All right, let's take a break from election coverage for just a minute for a country edition of the DJ Sessions.
Country can be in the middle of the city.
Oft I sing,
oft I sing,
for my friends.
For my friends.
Didn't mean to let you know. Didn't mean to tell you so.
Marcia Campbell joins us now. She hosts the WSM All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee, and she's back with us. Marcia, welcome.
Thank you so much, and I'm so honored to be welcomed back and working with you, Jeremy. That's always a sweet treat.
It's always nice to have you, and I remember that you were the one who introduced us a few years ago to Chris Stapleton, who became a huge celebrity, and we heard about him for the first time on the DJ Sessions.
Yay! So far, I'm doing pretty good. We love Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, good track record. Let's get to one of the first bands you wanted us to hear from. This is the Grammy-nominated Nashville group The Time Jumpers, who have a new album. This is called My San Antonio Rose.
I can't wait to get back to my San Antonio Rose.
Everyone in Texas knows I love him from his head down to his toes.
Well, I hope I haven't stayed away too long.
And I hope that he's not dancing to somebody else's song.
I can't wait to get back to my San Antonio Rose.
And you've got a personal connection to this song. Tell us about that.
I do. One of Nashville's musical treasures, as you said, the Grammy-nominated group, The Time Jumpers, with their third album, Kid Sister, on Rounder Records. It's a new and classic song and celebration of country and western music, the traditional music style. Most importantly, it's a sweet tribute to the band's late girl singer, Dawn Sears. Kid Sister, the title of the album. Dawn Sears recorded and toured with Vince Gill for over 20 years, so she was his kid sister. Hmm. Vince Gill being a member of the Time Jumpers, he wrote that song, Kid Sister, as a tribute to Dawn Sears. My San Antonio Rose, that is a duet with Dawn Sears and her husband, Kenny Sears. Dawn Sears passed away December 11th, 2014, due to lung cancer at the age of 53. Hmm. That's the day I lost my best friend.
Oh, we're sorry to hear that. And you knew her very well.
Absolutely. We toured together, worked together, traveled together. She was my sister, and I do miss her. But with this album, which they were in the process of making, she was sick, she was taking treatments, and she fought the disease ferociously and championed efforts for cancer research. And we are so thankful to have Dawn's voice on this project, again with her husband, Kenny Sears, on My San Antonio Rose.
Well, let's listen to Kid Sister here, the song you've been talking about, by the Time Jumpers.
Dawn, those angels, they've got you good. Say hello to your new world. As heaven's about to unfurl, and you'll suffer no more. We're all coming someday. How the old band. We'll gather, kid sister, and sing on that beautiful show.
So this is the tribute to Dawn Sears.
Mm-hmm. And he just says, Dawn, those angels are with you. I can only imagine how big her angel wings are. He's talking and singing about Sweet Memories I Carry With Me. Sweet Memories was one of the songs nominated for a Grammy on an earlier project by the Time Jumpers, and Sweet Memories was sung by Dawn Sears.
All right, well, up next, you wanted us to hear from a group out of Murfreesboro, which is not far from Nashville. This is the bluegrass group Flat Lonesome. This is You're the One.
You're the one, you're the one that made me cry.
Kind of a vindictive message there, Marcia.
I know, and you may remember that was a hit for Dwight Yoakam. He wrote and recorded the song, had a hit on the song in 1991. Well, in January of 2011, Kelsey, Charlie, and Buddy, brother and sisters, they teamed up with Dominic, Michael, and Paul, and they became Flat Lonesome. Since then, the group has been awarded numerous awards. They are fan favorites at the Grand Ole Opry. They have received multiple standing ovations. So, simply amazing. They're in their 20s, and they're singing like that. And I love family harmony.
Well, and do you hear a lot of family groups coming through these days in the country scene?
Not enough. Not enough. There are some, you know, family groups still traveling around supporting bluegrass or country music, but we need more. I mean, we had the Leuven Brothers and the Osborne Brothers, so I think we can always use more family harmony.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is an Alabama native, artist Bradley Walker. This is Call Me Old Fashioned.
I believe in making my money the hard way, so I work for it. And every job I do with pride. And I believe in keeping a promise that I've made. You've got my word on it when I shake your hand and look you in the eye. And I believe in Old Glory, putting your hand over your heart and taking off your hat when that anthem starts. Call me old-fashioned, call me out of touch for having faith in the way it was when a mom and pop was the place you'd shop and a check was good for cashing.
So he's singing about being old-fashioned, although he's in his 30s, and by the way, has been in a wheelchair his whole life. He's got muscular dystrophy.
Yes, Bradley Walker has been in a wheelchair for over 30 years now due to muscular dystrophy. And when asked if he thinks life has been unfair to him, he answers with he feels sorry for the hardworking mother raising children on her own. He feels sorry for the one who has to call a cold underpass home, or all the lonely people out there who cannot find a friend. That's just a reflection of who Bradley Walker is. Call Me Old Fashioned reflects Bradley's love of tradition, while another song on the album, Sinners Only, it's a reminder we're all just sinners saved by grace. Now that he signed to Gaither Music Group with a new album and a concert DVD, the best-kept secret in country music is on the brink of becoming a household name.
Is there anyone he reminds you of?
I hear the Vern Gosden, and I hear the Merle Haggard, and I hear the Gene Watson. Those are some of my musical heroes as well. I've known Bradley for years, and he still has his day job, working at a nuclear power plant, and he drives his custom van back and forth to Nashville. He's written songs, he's made meetings all these different years of traveling and coming to Nashville. He has the respect of the musicians, singers, and songwriters here in Music City.
Well, Marcia Campbell, host of the WSM All-Nighter on WSM Radio in Nashville. Always great to have you on the DJ Sessions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's a little different, traditional sounding this time, but it's always an honor to be with you, and I wish you happiness and good health. Godspeed, my friend.
And the same to you. And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.
Old-fashioned.